Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Glad to have you on the radio with us today, talking about prayer, the power of prayer. We just went through Mother's Day, a couple weeks ago, and thought we'd revisit this topic of moms and the power of moms who pray. You know, my mom died in 2005, and I miss her a lot. But I was thinking about it in preparation to today's program. I think what I miss most is knowing that my mom prayed for me and lost that when she went to heaven. The power of a praying mom. And the lady who wrote the book, Stormy O'Mardian, you know who she is. She's in charge of all things having to do with books on prayer. But seriously, she's going to be joining us. We just got her on the line. She's going to be here in a moment. We're going to talk about the power of praying moms. Are you ready? Let's do it.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. And coming up, Stormy O'Mardian joins Dr. Randy to talk about the power of a praying mom. Our lines are open just for you. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt. Appreciate it. Welcome to the program. I tell you what, let's open up the phone lines. I'd love to have you call. Maybe you had a mom who prayed for you and you realized that the power of that prayer made a difference in your life. We'd love to hear it. So give us a call, 888-888-1717. And you can talk with Stormy. I'm going to get her on here in just a moment. She's a best-selling author. I was reading on her website that, over 20 million books sold in her series on the power of a praying mom, praying dad, the power of prayer. She's written just a whole lot of books. And we just welcome her to the program today. Stormy, welcome to Intentional Living. Nice to have you on the line with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Randy. Thank you so much.
It's been a while. A number of years ago, you were here when we had our Women of Virtue series, and I know you spoke at one of our conferences. And
yes, right.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Same here.
Today. Prayer, the power of prayer. People listening in a materialistic world, a material world, where things are so focused on empirical research, science. If I can't touch it, it doesn't exist. If I can't measure it, it's not real. And we hear about prayer. Just give us an overview. What is prayer for people listening? I mean, really, what is it and why is it so important?
Well, it's basically communicating with God, and that has to do with you seeking Him, believing that He exists and that He wants to reward you for your faith in Him. And He does that by listening to our prayers. And people wonder why sometimes their prayers aren't answered. It's just that they're maybe not answered yet.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're not prayed from a right heart, and that's really important to God, that we, don't have iniquity in our heart, that we don't harbor something in our heart that's not good, that He doesn't like. And when we get our hearts clean before the Lord, He hears our prayers, and just knowing that is so comforting.
Mm.
And when it comes to children, we don't want to leave our children's lives to chance. We want to make sure that God's in charge of their lives every step of the way. And the good news is that we don't have to be perfect parents. We just have to be praying parents.
Mm.
And the power of God really fills in everything that we're lacking, for sure.
When I read that you've sold over 20 million books on prayer.
37 million. Is that
37? We got to update the website. Can't keep up with it. What does that say? What does that say about us? I mean, what's going on when you hear that kind of number?
Well, it shocked me as much as anybody. The fact that people want to have something, of control in their lives. They feel their lives feel out of control. And they were afraid for their kids and what could happen to them. And when you bring the power of God into your prayers, your family life, praying for your kids or your marriage or any friends, whatever you're praying for, whoever you're praying for, there's a whole dynamic that changes, and you can get rid of that hopeless feeling or that fearful feeling of afraid of what could happen. When you nail everything in prayer, bring it before the Lord and just say, God, keep my son or daughter from this evil thing or that or this dangerous thing. It really, and especially if you're praying with other people too, pray together, it's powerful. I mean, it's really powerful. We've been having prayer groups for parents praying for their kids for, gosh, I think it's been at least 40 years. I know that's kind of scary sounding, but we haven't lost a kid yet in these prayer groups. We haven't lost one yet.
Wow.
And I think that, I know that, we all know that it's because of that constant praying and lifting up our kids.
You know, in fact, we hear from people all over the country who share with us, often just unsolicited. They just tell us how the power of prayer, and I think what you just said is reflected in a call we got not so long ago from Joan in Arizona. I want you to hear it.
Hello, Dr. Randy. This is Joan, and I am a mother. My husband and I are mother and father of four children. Three of them were in the Marine Corps and deployed from 2000 to 2011, on and off, seven different times. So that is when I really had no control over anything, and I prayed, and God really protected them. And the last month of the oldest son's deployment in Afghanistan, they were on a hill, and there were Marines being killed, and they blew up their truck with an IED, and they were carrying 750 gallons of fuel, and it hit him at the fuel tank, and it went up and knocked it over, but it did not explode into fire. And my son knows now and tells his other Marines, my mom prayed, and that is what saved us. We should have burned up. And you know what? I know it's true. So anytime that things get tough, I know he's there, and he waits for us to ask him and cover all those needs and help us. So that's my story. Thank you for your program. It's been an inspiration as a mother.
Wow. Very powerful. Stormy, that's real real life. And
oh, yes. That's wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. What a wonderful testimony. And we have a similar testimony in our family, too. We have someone who's in the Army and is an officer and has been to three tours of Afghanistan, each one for over a year. And the fact that he came home without any injury is really miraculous. I know we don't have time in this program for me to tell you the details, but we know it's the power of prayer, all of us praying for him constantly. So, you know, asking the Lord to surround him with angels and let no weapon formed against him prosper ever. You know, it's just our prayers. I just really want to convince parents how important their prayers are. And they may think, well, you know, I don't really know how to pray, or I don't know if I'm praying right or powerfully enough. And you know, God wants you to seek him, just like she said, that lady said. He wants you to seek him with all your heart and say, God, and just come before him humbly and say, God, I depend on you, and I ask you to protect my children. He hears those prayers, and you just keep praying, and don't stop. I don't care what happens. Do not stop praying for your kids.
Well, we're talking about the power of prayer today with Stormy Omardian, and the power of a praying mom. In fact, this whole month we've been making available this book by Stormy that talks about, not only talks about prayer, but more importantly, it actually has prayers, powerful prayers for you and your children. And I'll tell you how you can receive that in a moment. You're welcome to come on and join us on the air today. We're talking about the power of prayer. Maybe you had a praying mom that made a difference in your life during this Mother's Day month. You can call 888-888-1717 to be a part of the program. We'd love to hear from you. In fact, Will called in from Arizona about a praying mom. Will, go right ahead.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, just speaking about it makes my voice hoarse and crack. Not only did I have a praying mother, but I had a praying grandmother. And my grandmother passed away many years ago when I was a teenager. But my mom prayed for me while I was a young boy, prayed for me throughout my 26 years of military. I'm retired, and she still, to this day, prays. And she's passed that legacy on to me, and she's passed that legacy on to my sister. And that's what we do. We pray, and we pass that. We're trying to pass that to our children about continuous prayer. It doesn't matter if you don't know how to pray. Just pray. Just speak to the Lord. Just in a communion, just talk to the Lord.
Mm. Well, we seek that intimacy and relationship. Stormy, what happens in prayer? What goes on in that moment of prayer when we talk to God?
Well, God hears. He sees our heart, first of all, and He hears what we pray. And like I said before, He wants us to pray from a right heart. He says, if you regard iniquity in your heart, I will not listen. Doesn't mean He can't listen. Doesn't mean that He's unable to hear you. It means that I'm waiting for you to get rid of things in your heart that shouldn't be there, like unforgiveness or any kind of sin of any kind. Just coming before the Lord and saying, God, I've been doing this. I just don't want to do it anymore. Help me to stop. Help me to stop doing this. And when you clean your heart out like that, I'm telling you, your prayers ring loud and clear to God, because he listens, but he just wants us to get right before him. And when Will said about having a praying grandmother, I just put out a book called The Power of a Praying Grandparent. And I'm telling you, praying grandmothers and grandfathers have more influence than they probably imagine, because when later in life, you have more time to pray, usually, you know, and I know there's different situations, but usually you have time and you want to feel relevant, and you don't want to be cast out, you know, as you know, irrelevant, or like your time has passed, right, and you're put out to pasture. That doesn't matter, all those things that you feel. God says you have power in prayer, and you can pray, and you can affect the lives of all of your children and grandchildren in such a powerful way. And we really want to encourage parents and grandparents of any age, any situation that they're in, that they can affect those lives of those kids. I mean, and adult kids, too, as well.
The power of a praying mom is what we're focused on today. Love to have you join in. Maybe you had one of those, or have one who's praying for you. 888-888-1717. And we're going to talk more about prayer as we talk about being intentional in our prayer life from Intentional Living.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Lord, I pray that my child will find his identity in you. Give him a vision for his life when setting goals for the future, and a sense of purpose about what you've called him to do. Help him to see himself as you do, so that he understands it is you who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to your own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. May his commitment to love you enable him to become all you created him to be. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Taken from The Power of a Praying Mom, a book by best-selling author Stormy Omardian, who's our guest today here at Intentional Living. Powerful prayers for you and your children. And what I especially about this book is that it's on one prayer. It's focusing on you, prayer for yourself as a mom, and then for your child on the next page, and an opportunity to write your own thoughts on each of these. And it's our gift to you from the ministry as you stand with us here at the Intentional Living Center this month. Your support is appreciated. If you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Ministry, not only will we send you The Power of a Praying Mom, but each month you'll receive a fresh, brand new teaching on CD from me to you. This month it's on the problem of self. What does the Bible teach, and how can we be intentional to solve the problem of self? Because we are our own worst enemy. We shoot ourselves in the foot many, many times, don't we, in life. But The Power of a Praying Mom is our gift to you as you share your best gift with the ministry today. We'll make sure we get this to you. All you have to do, two ways you can do this. Go online to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on Donate, and it's all safe and secure there for you. Or call. If you want to talk to one of our staff, you can do this in person on the phone. During West Coast business hours, call 888-888-1717 and then press number 4, and it'll take you directly to our staff. And they certainly would love to to hear from you and talk with you. So either way, online or give us a call, 888-888-1717. Press number 4, talk to the staff, or you can talk to me on the air. If you have a mom that you want to talk about that prayed for you and the difference it made in your life. Stormy Omardian is here, or actually on the phone with us today. And Stormy, appreciate what you've done over the years. What, 37 million books, you said, now sold?
Yes. That really has a lot to do with word of mouth, and it's spreading, because what happened is that these books on prayer, sold more every year for a number of years. They just kept selling more and more and more. And it was word of mouth, really, that spread that, where people would use the book and pray for their, you know, marriage or their family or whatever, and they would see results. And that, you know, that's what, then they recommend it to other people. And so I'm really grateful that so many people were wanting to learn how to pray and wanting to have guidelines to help them. And that's what these books are.
Well, and it's not a book about prayer as much as it is a book with prayers. And
that's right. This particular book, yeah.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And that's what I like about it. I want to play a young boy left a comment on our comment line where praying for his dad didn't work out. And I want you to hear this, and then I want you to comment on God's not a genie in the bottle when we pray just to do what we think he should do. And I want you to comment on that for those who maybe are confused. But first, just take a listen.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a time when I didn't feel like, when it felt like God didn't come through for me. My dad died, and I didn't feel really good about that. And I know that God has a plan for everybody, but I was just, like, hoping that plan wasn't for my dad, because I love him, and now I don't have him with me.
Mm. Oh, that's precious.
I just love to give him a big hug, but I think he speaks for a lot of adults who are thinking, hey, it didn't work out. God didn't come through for me.
Yes, and see, you're right. God is not Santa Claus. He's not. It's not like... When we pray for what we want, the desires of our heart, but we always have to pray according to His will. I mean, knowing that His will is what needs to be done, and we don't really have control about when God takes someone home. Yeah. You know, sometimes we can pray and people are healed, and sometimes we pray and they're not, and we have to accept the fact that God is sovereign and He decides who lives and who dies and when they go, you know. And I'm not saying that prayers for healing are not powerful. They are. But I think just when you think that every prayer you pray is going to be answered, it's always got to be according to His will, you know. And that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with your prayers or that little boy's prayers at all. I mean, he prayed from a sincere heart, and he is just, you know, feeling the pain of the loss of his dad. And we don't know why, you know, some prayers are answered and some prayers are not, but we have to know that God's will needs to be done. Yeah. And we have to say, okay, God, whatever your will is, I accept that. And I know that's really hard for a young child to understand that, because it seems like he should be able to pray and his dad will be healed, you know.
Well, it's a difficult thing, and the verse you referenced a moment ago, where the scripture says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart," and that delighting is that sense of total dependency upon God when we are seeing life completely through His lens, which is hard to do, but it certainly is a goal that we should have, and that's intentional living through that lens. Then the desires of our heart become in alignment. And our prayer life becomes into alignment with God's intention for our life, which makes a big difference. Let's hear another prayer from the book, The Power of a Praying Mom.
Lord, help my child to understand the price Jesus paid in order to save us and bring us healing. I pray he will feel convicted if he does not submit his body to you and take care of himself. Help him to value his body enough to treat it well. Teach him the right way to live. When he's not feeling well, guide all the doctors who see and treat him. Enable them to make the correct diagnosis and to know exactly what to do. Where healing seems to be a long time in coming, help us not to lose heart or hope, but instead increase the fervency and frequency of our prayers to you for healing. In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
Amen. That's from The Power of a Praying Mom, and the book is yours. As you stand in support of the ministry, we'd love to get this into your hands. Thank you for standing with Intentional Living at theintentionallife.com. The author, Stormy Omardian, is with me today. And Stormy, as you write these prayers, I mean, how do you prepare your own heart as you write these prayers that you've written hundreds and hundreds over the years?
Yes, I always submit myself to the Lord and just say, show me anything in me that is not right. You know, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. It's so important to do that. And I ask God to show me, Lord, show me what people need to know, what they need to hear. Help me to pray according to your will. And so that's how I proceed, and God just gives me the subject line right away. That's where that table of contents comes in. That is really the basic outline of any book I do. I do that first. What is this book about? What are the subjects within the book? And just asking God to pray through me, use me to help other people pray, because I've just seen so many powerful answers to prayer in my life that just, you can't explain it any other way than it's miraculous. So I know that, I mean, I've seen enough to be totally convinced 100% that God hears and will answer, but he doesn't answer every prayer according to our will.
That's true.
We want things to be answered according to the way we pray, but he'll answer them according to his plan and purpose in our lives. And in the lives of people we pray for, you know. So I just really always want to encourage people to not stop praying just because you don't get an answer to prayer. You know, just remember you may not have gotten an answer yet, or if you did get an answer, it wasn't the one you wanted. And we all experience that, but not to stop loving God and don't stop believing that he hears your prayers, because he does, and he will answer.
And if you were blessed to have a good daddy growing up, you know what that's about. Asking daddy, and daddy sometimes says no, sometimes yes, but you always know it's in your best interest, the answer. And that's part of the maturity process. Stormy Omardian, we're talking about the power of prayer today, especially the power of a praying mom. And we're going to stay in the studio, by the way, and continue to record after we go off the air live on prayer in general. And maybe prayer has made a difference in your life you want to share with us. We'd love to hear from you. 888-888-1717.
Lord, teach me to always speak the truth. Lord, help me to be a forgiving person. Those are just a couple of the prayers in Stormy Omartian's book, The Power of a Praying Mom. But how can I speak the truth to my child when I don't even know what truth is? The great thing about Stormy's book is it's as much for you as it is for your child. You'll be praying about being a woman of truth, being forgiving, and the very next prayers are asking the Lord to give your child a heart of truth and to forgive quickly. Prayer will make a difference. For your best gift today, or when you become a member of Intentional Living with your monthly gift, you'll receive this great book. Call now 1-888-888-1717 and press number 4. Or go online to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate. Thanks.
And we do thank you for your support. And it's a very special thing to be able to get a resource out into your hands that we know is making a difference in the lives of so many, and now in your life as well. Stormy Omardian's book, The Power of a Praying Mom, yours through the ministry. Thank you for your support. And Stormy, I got a fan on the line here for you. Jenny's on the line from Arizona, one of your fans who wants to weigh in. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Go right ahead. You're on with Stormy.
Hi, Stormy. I just wanted to take a moment to share what a blessing your book has been, not only for me personally, but for all of the women in our church.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we came together as a group, and we are now called the Praying Moms.
Oh, I love it.
We have shirts and everything, and we went through your book as a Bible study and really just delved into, you know, what we can pray for our children in ways that we didn't even know to imagine. And so I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate that. I just thank you for spreading that good news and for being part of this mom's group. That's just wonderful. That was always the intention of my heart, was to have moms pray together, because I know there's such power in that.
Yeah, and so it's nice because, you know, not only are we praying for our own children, but we pray for each other's kids as needs arise. So it's been really such a wonderful blessing.
If I had my way, I would have one of those groups in every single school in this nation. I mean it.
Oh, man.
I would have one. I would have a group like that praying every day. You know, different moms could come to school, or you go to a person's home, or you do it as a lot of schools won't allow that, but which is a shame.
True.
But I think it would make a powerful difference. I've seen it
for sure.
Yeah. Well, we live in a time today where kids are fearful to even go to school.
Yeah.
They're fearful of going out of their doors. It's not like many of us when we were kids. Doors were left unlocked, play in the neighborhood, go to a friend's house, do different things. Didn't think much of it. Today, kids are, rightfully so, there's a lot going on in our culture that's just very, very destructive and damaging.
Yes.
And so prayer is a powerful thing.
Oh,
and Jenny, I only got a minute, but very quickly, how has this praying as moms changed you? How's it helped you?
You know, as a mom, I feel like you're always kind of second-guessing yourself and not sure, you know, if you're doing the right thing, and you want to make sure that you're doing the best you can. And obviously prayer is the most powerful tool to, like she was saying earlier, to be connected to God and, you know, following his ways. So I feel like as a mom, it's made me more confident in what I'm doing because I'm relying on God more than when I was trying to wing it by myself, you know.
Fantastic. Thank you for your call, Jenny. Nice way to cap the program today. And by the way, we're having so much fun. We're going to stay here and record for a later date on prayer in general. Maybe you've read one of Stormy's books. Maybe you've realized the power of prayer in your life. It's impacted you. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717 is the number. So can you hang on for another half hour so we can record a little bit, Stormy, together?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. We're going to continue to talk about the power of prayer. I want you to know, as we're counting down this month of May, that the book, The Power of a Praying Mom, is our gift to you, Powerful Prayers for You and Your Children by Stormy O'Mardian, Real Prayers for You and for Your Children. It's our gift as you share your best gift to help the ministry of intentional living continue to be effective in impacting people for Christ here, across the nation, and around the world. Thank you for your support. Your best gift today would be appreciated. Ask for the book. And also, if you become a monthly member, we'll start sending you brand new teaching from me to you on CD each and every month. This month on the problem of self, our gift to you. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, our number here, 888-888-1717. And we'll see you next time.